Let me hit you with this. The biggest difference between a good leader and a transformational leader isn't IQ, it's EQ. Think about it. Your technical skills might get you in the room, but it's your empathy and emotional intelligence that keep people wanting to follow you. I recently worked with an executive team where half the leaders were new. They were talented, driven, and focused on results, but they weren't connecting. Silos formed, collaboration tanked, and culture slipped through the cracks. What was missing? Empathy and emotional intelligence in action. And that missing piece was the key to turning the group into a real team. Today, I want to help you understand how empathy and emotional intelligence work together and how you can use them to build trust, collaboration, and stronger team dynamics. It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. Let's get into what emotional intelligence and empathy are. Emotional intelligence, or EQ, is the ability to be aware and regulate your own emotions and understand the emotions of others. EQ is one of the best predictors of high-performing leaders. There's also a positive correlation between EQ and empathy. And empathy is the cornerstone. It's the ability to truly understand and share someone else's feelings and perspective. Without empathy, EQ falls flat. With it, you build connection. And why empathy matters for you as a leader is because empathy isn't about being nice. It's a multiplier. Empathy builds psychological safety. People feel safe to share ideas, admit mistakes, and take risks. It fuels collaboration, creativity, and problem solving because people know their voices matter. And research shows that leaders who practice empathy increase trust, engagement, and even retention. Put simply, when you put people first, performance will follow. So here's some strategies to help you strengthen empathy. The first is active listening. Give your full attention. Stop planning your response mid-conversation and start asking questions like, tell me more about that. Invite people in. Next, perspective taking. Step into your team members' shoes. What pressures are they facing? How might they see this situation differently? Explicitly ask them about their situation to gain context. Use both what and how questions. Next, feedback with care. Ask what they need, what resources they need, what positive outcome they want to see, and what they're willing to do to commit to that. Frame feedback and partnership and embrace a coaching approach. Be invested in your team members' growth and development. And then modeling empathy. Watch leaders, mentors, or even characters in books and films who embody empathy, then apply those behaviors yourself. For example, one leader I coached faced a high turnover because employees felt ignored. By practicing active listening and validating team concerns, he cut turnover dramatically and rebuilt loyalty. That's empathy at work. Now it's your turn. Start small. Pick one empathetic action this week. Listen without interrupting. Ask a team member about their challenges, or frame feedback as a collaboration or partnership. Remember, emotional intelligence and empathy isn't fluff. It's fuel. When you lead with EQ and empathy, you don't just manage tasks. You transform people. And when people thrive, your team thrives. That's people-first leadership in action.